so much, Lisa, for that wonderful introduction, and thank you to the Monona Naturalist Club for inviting me to give a talk today. And thank you all for coming on such a cold, snowy Wisconsin winter's day. I really appreciate that you came out for this. All right, so my research that I've been conducting for over 25 years, and most of my years I've spent at the University of Wisconsin, is focused on, I like to call it, why birds sing. And I study how hormones, environmental, and social factors interact to control singing behavior in songbirds. And I'm going to share with you the species that I study the most, and many of you will groan, especially if you are birders. But most of my research is on European starlings. All right, so I know. The reason this will upset some of you is because starlings are invasive songbirds. They're tremendous agricultural pests. They kick native songbirds out of their nest sites, and Aldo Leopold actually called them signs of a sick environment. But they are amazing singers. So you may leave here today with at least a small appreciation of starlings. I'll talk a little bit about my research. But I'm going to speak today more broadly about what it is biologists have discovered about why birds sing. So vocal communication is critical for successful social interactions across a wide range of animal species. And for most species, vocal behavior is not learned. So we are all familiar with the fact that different species produce their different species-specific songs. Even children can tell you what sound different animals make. So we're familiar with the fact that frogs croak, cows moo, and cats meow. And for the vast majority of these species, these vocalizations are unlearned. A cow does not need to listen to adult tutors to practice its moos to eventually moo appropriately as an adult. A cow at some point during its life is going to moo. A cat, even if it's never heard other cats meow, is going to be capable of producing a meow. However, although it's very rare, there are some animals that must learn at least some of their vocalizations from other animals. Typically, they learn from their parents or other adults, or they learn from tutors, and they practice their vocalizations, and those are the vocalizations they'll produce as adults. So this vocal learning is really rare. We see it in only a few animals. Elephants are vocal learners. Songbirds, which we're going to focus on today, are also vocal learners. And then other classes of bird that aren't technically songbirds, but hummingbirds, parrots, they are famous for their vocal learning. Dolphins and whales learn their vocalizations. Seals learn some of their vocalizations. Humans, we're familiar with the fact that we learn our vocalizations from adult tutors, typically our parents. Also, our peers shape our vocal, the form of vocalization we produce. And then there's evidence for vocal learning also in bats. But when it comes to vocal learning and production, songbirds are in a league of their own. So it is estimated that there are about 10,000 bird species on the planet, and almost half of them are songbirds. And here are some photographs of songbirds that are present in Wisconsin. Not all of them are here right now in winter, but in spring you can see yellow warblers, cardinals, indigo buntings, and meadowlarks here in Wisconsin. Right now, many of these species have migrated south, except for cardinals. You'll always see a beautiful red cardinal out in a snowy field. It's one of my favorite birds just because how cheerful they make me feel. So here are songbirds you'll see in Wisconsin. And right now, if you go outside in winter, you're not going to hear many birds singing. It's going to be fairly quiet. You might hear a cardinal sing. But in spring, when birds have migrated back to the north, back to Wisconsin, you walk outside and the sky is full of bird song. And if you have an ear, you can listen to that song and probably identify the different songbird species. And now, if you have the Merlin Bird app, you can download it on your phone. You can just hold it up. It will listen to the birds and tell you what birds are singing. But as some of you are birders, I am going to say that if you were walking outside and you are a birder, you are familiar with the fact that cardinals sing cardinal song, that indigo buntings will sing indigo bunting song, and that meadowlarks will produce meadowlark song. You can walk around and you know what birds are around you. Your app can also tell you what birds are around you, and that is because each songbird species produces its own species-specific song.